You're listening to KHOL. I'm Dante Filpola Inkney with your local newscast. About 100 Teton County seniors learned about the state's new property tax relief programs yesterday in Jackson. As KHOL's Hannah Merzbach reports, they say some of their concerns are finally being heard statewide.
Becky Ann Murphy says her family has lived in the region since the homesteader times, and a lot has changed since then, including her property taxes for her home south of town.
It went up 50% and then 50%, and we were paying $75,000.
Murphy was one of the attendees at the Jackson Senior Center event, where county officials talk through the new programs. One exempts 50% of the home's value from being taxed for longtime owners over age 65. Murphy says she's looking forward to that one the most, and that she finally feels represented in Cheyenne.
We tend to be thought of as whiners, but now Lincoln County has been affected, and Cody has been affected, and Sheridan has been affected, and that has made a big difference in the laws that have been passed.
Another bill caps annual tax increases at 4%, and Teton County residents could see even more relief, with lawmakers considering holding a special session to pass a property tax exemption bill recently vetoed by Governor Mark Gordon. Hannah Merzbach, KHOL News.
Earlier this month, Dr. Martha Stern was elected to the board of directors for the Alzheimer's Association of Wyoming. It provides education, care, and support programs for patients and caregivers throughout the state. Stern is an internal medicine specialist and wants to help raise community awareness about the disease. She's the medical director of the Geriatric Connections Program at St. John's Health in Jackson, which was founded in 2020. The program brings together professionals from different parts of the medical world to provide balanced, holistic care to those with Alzheimer's. Nearly 7 million people in the U.S. live with the disease. Wyoming is home to more than 10,000 people living with Alzheimer's, and according to the Alzheimer's Impact Movement, that number is estimated to increase by 30% by next year. The Interior Department announced $3 million in grant funding to protect big game habitats and migration corridors in seven western states. Almost a third of that money will go to Wyoming to help mule deer herds near Casper, Laramie, and Dubois. This money builds off of another several million dollars that has gone to the Cowboy State since 2021. Jill Randall with the Wyoming Game and Fish Department says the state has been successful in getting money for conservation work because it's an efficient use of federal funding.
We're able to maintain really good areas, big wide open landscapes, instead of trying to reconnect and restore degraded conditions.
This project will fund invasive weed treatments, fence modifications, and other habitat restoration work. Randall says she hasn't seen federal investments like this in her 20-year career with Game and Fish. For KHOL News, I'm Dante Filpola Inkney.